And very pleased to welcome to the show right now Pat Kerwin from SiriusXM NFL Radio, NFL.com, CBS. I don't know. There's probably more I'm not even covering right now. But Pat, you work for a lot of people, and doing this NFL thing as well as you do. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Vic. It's always good to hear your voice. We spent an awful lot of years together, and I'm really happy for you, and it sounds like life in Cleveland has been terrific.
It's been agreeing with me, I have to say. Would like some more wins, but I absolutely am enjoying the job in a big way. I want to start with you with the report about the NFL having independent trainers assigned to games, of course, in the wake of the whole Colt McCoy concussion thing against Pittsburgh. Your thoughts on that, number one, as a step that the league is taking? How helpful you think it will be? How well do you think it'll work?
Well, a couple things on my front here. Number one, I think when it was stated by someone that they didn't really see the play because they were attending to other players, that always happens on the sideline of games. And my thought right that first day was, you know, someone has to be assigned to watch every play. And if it means an extra set of eyes, great. Now, it sounds like they're going to get an extra set of eyes. I wouldn't have stopped at the trainer personally. I would have gone for the neurosurgeon. And I wouldn't have him in the booth. I'd have him on the field. So when they go out to attend anybody that looks like there has been a head injury, he's out there with them from the very beginning. Why do it from upstairs where you got to call down and everything else that goes on with that? Why add the communication to it when the person could be on the field? That would be my thought. Let's take it to the end, not the first step. Let's take all the steps right now.
Yeah, so you think this might be a situation that's still fluid and could change going forward?
Yeah, I hope so, because I don't think it's enough. I think it's okay, and I don't know why a trainer, why would we want, if it was your son, would you like a trainer looking at him or a neurosurgeon?
Mm. Right. No, you're right.
And I've been involved with a couple of broken neck players, Dennis mm-hmm. Byrd and others, and I'll tell you this, you know, as I remember Dennis's and what happened to Dennis, in a lot of ways, thank goodness we were at home and in New York, and all the hospitals and all the doctors that were available to Dennis right away. So I do think that the neurosurgeon, better than a trainer, on the field, better than the booth.
Right. No, that's a great example. And that takes us back to your past, of course, as working personnel for the New York Jets. Now, Pat, going to the AFC North still, with regard to the Ravens, a team that the Browns play Saturday, a team that, a little hard for me to figure out at least. I know they're not, they've got a pattern of not doing well on the road. I just never expected them to go out to San Diego and get spanked that much, 34-14, losing to the Chargers. What do you make of this Ravens team? How good, I'd been hearing talk of how complete they are and how true a Super Bowl contender they are. What's your take on them?
You know, I like the Ravens. A couple things about them. They're a very good bounce-back team off a loss, so that's bad news for the Cleveland Browns, I think, this week because of the way these guys can refocus quickly. I, at the end of the day, when you think about them, and I heard the same thing you did, Vic, complete team, I guess that means they're okay or good on all levels, OD and special teams, but where are they exceptional? They still count on the defense. Thought the defense played great without Ray. Ray comes back, ironically, for this last game, and it didn't look the same on defense, number one. Number two, it's always about Joe Flacco. I like Joe, mm-hmm. But the pressure was on, and he did not look to me like he has the savvy pocket stuff that the great ones have, and he needs to get to that level. Otherwise, the Ravens are going to continue to fall short in the playoffs.
Pat Kerwin from SiriusXM NFL Radio, NFL.com, CBS, former NFL personnel man. The credentials are overwhelming here. But let's talk about Big Ben and the fact that he was hobbling around. It's funny, in the Thursday night game that he played a week ago Thursday against the Browns, he was hobbling and heroic because he was making plays. In that San Francisco game, he just was hobbling and looked like he just shouldn't have been on the field, except that it didn't look like to me like he was moving any better than he did against the Browns. He was just turning the ball over a lot more.
Well, I think when he got hurt, and you've been around a lot of these things before, you're so thick. You know, when he got hurt, there was a lot of adrenaline pumping, and he stayed in a game, basically. And I've seen plenty of players do that, and they are courageous for doing it. And when you take the week, now, there's my history with high ankle sprains for quarterbacks, I'll go all the way back to Mark Brunell in Jacksonville. They announced he was going to play for about a month before he ever played. And a lot of it has to do with the mechanics of the position. So after a week, I think it's actually worse, not better. And he didn't practice all week. and he was up against a pretty good football team at the same time that plays really good defense. And I think as soon as San Francisco realized that he wasn't going to be able to move around like he did in your game, where he still has those escape skills where he resets his feet and makes a second play out of a play, when they realized that wasn't going to happen, I think then they just pinned their ears back, and Aldon Smith and the rest of them came after a sitting duck. And that's why you can't play him right now, because he can't protect himself. And it's not so much for me playing through the pain of the high ankle sprain. He's always willing to do that. It's incurring another injury because he can't avoid full-blown contact. He could take a knee or a shoulder easy in the state he's in, so I hope they sit the guy.
What do you make of this stretch run between these two teams? Because obviously the Ravens were feeling a lot better after what they saw happen Monday night, where they get the help from San Francisco, where Jim Harbaugh helps out his brother John. But do you, as you put these teams side by side, are you seeing any kind of edge? We know the obvious edge of the Ravens winning both games, the season series, and that obviously on the tiebreaker. But in general, what do these two teams look like side by side?
Yeah,
to you?
You know, to me, I think Ben trumps Joe Flacco most of the time. So I always start with the quarterback. Who's got the best quarterback in the game? I would vote on Ben, and I think by then he'll be healthy if and when they meet again. I think they both get in there. It's pretty easy to say that. They're all going to make it. I think Ravens will be the two, and the Steelers will be the five. I've never really feared the Steelers on the road. They kind of operate from there. I'm with Bill Cowher every week, and we regularly talk about, you know, some of the great road wins they've had. They took a wild card seed all the way to a Super Bowl championship. A lot of those players still around. So they'll be fine on the road. And I don't like Baltimore on the road. And I've just did a little piece for NFL.com on Ray Rice and the road. And it's not just this year. It's last year as well. And somehow, some way, Ray Rice lands up with about 15 to 16 carries a game on the road, where he's always cresting the 21-22 mark at home and significantly more yards. How about a guy that scores 3 rushing touchdowns on the road to 12 at home? So, to me, it's a lot about Ray Rice, because without Ray, then Joe has to do too much.
Right.
So I think if the Steelers get a shot at these guys again and Ben's healthy, remember last week they didn't even have James Harrison. They didn't have their center, who's a critical component to theirs. Not so much because they won a Super Bowl. They played in the Super Bowl without Pouncey, but they really need Legerski at guard. They're missing a guard inside. So when they get Pouncey back, Ben's healthy, and James is back, I think I will be leaning towards the Steelers to win the third game against each other.
In Kansas City, we've had, of course, some coaching changes and several, and unfortunately there's going to be more to come, I'm sure, after the season. But, Pat, as you look at the Kansas City Chiefs with Romeo Crennel taking over for Todd Haley, and then they go up against the Packers and do the, you know, win the game of game, win the one game that you win all year and that you can get the most mileage from, does that make a real statement for Romeo Crennel and his impact, and does it make a great case for him to stick around as their coach, or do you think it was just sort of a one-game thing?
I think it's a real thing, Vic. I've known Romeo for a long time. I actually, when I first got to know Romeo, I was with Scott and Romeo, and we were all in the Jet building together. So I got to know both guys simultaneously. I think there's great respect from Scott towards Romeo. And I think since he probably won't be able to get his buddy Kirk Ferentz out of Iowa, and I think Kirk's already said that, you really have to look at your candidate list. And I would say that Romeo will stand up against the test of any other candidate. Now, I think when they do that, Scott knows that, one, I know what Romeo wants on defense. Number two, Romeo will be a tremendous asset in the draft room. And I know how he's going to run his program. Scott cannot afford at this time to make a mistake in a second head coach hiring, and he knows that. You hire 2 mistakes in a row, then you got yourself a problem for yourself. So I think Romeo, and then you go hire a hot young assistant for offense that you can manage and groom that guy to be the head coach after Romeo retires.
Pat, great stuff as always. I do thank you for taking the time, and I wish you and your family the very best through Christmas and New Year's, my friend.
Yeah, back at you, Vic, and I love your family. They're great. I always enjoy my time with them, and hopefully I'll see you guys at the Super Bowl.
Yo, you absolutely will. That is Pat Kerwin from SiriusXM NFL Radio, NFL.com. He's the information guy for CBS as well, all over the place. Former NFL personnel guy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden. NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.